share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The Royal Malaysia Police, PDRM, today announced that it will be conducting integrity testing to evaluate the level of integrity or compliance of its officers and personnel working in the field. This move is meant to combat corruption among its officers, especially involving hotspot assignments. As reported by national news agency Bernama, the move was confirmed by Bukit Aman Department of Integrity and Standards Compliance, JIPS, Director Datuk Azri Ahmad, who said that the integrity testing includes observation, monitoring, and impersonating. The latter involves police officers going undercover as a civilian. Azri further elaborated that among the hotspot assignments aimed for this operation include roadblocks, patrol car, motorcycle patrol unit, and investigating officer. The JIPS director asserted, "The implementation of the integrity testing helps in eliminating opportunities and the chance for corruption to occur among police personnel and officers, besides increasing public confidence towards the police." Bukit Aman Department of Integrity and Standards Compliance, JIPS, Director, Datuk Azri Ahmad. Furthermore, JIPS will also be empowering its Discipline and Drug Control System, SKDD, in its effort to eliminate corruption. First introduced in 1979, SKDD is a systematic regulatory and supervisory instrument that monitors the lifestyle, property ownership, and negative activities such as drug abuse, gambling, vice, and any breach of the PDRM's code of conduct. Azri stressed that JIPS will be monitoring the implementation of SKDD to ensure that every member of the police force are not involved in negative activities. He further clarified that efforts to tackle corruption involve strengthening the integrity of police personnel through development, prevention, and rehabilitation. The JIPS director further stressed, "JIPS wants police officers and personnel to stay away from corruption not out of fear of the legal action and regulations, but because of self-awareness. For illustration purposes, hence, JIPS will work hand-in-hand with the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission, MACC, to design capital development training module on integrity, especially for trainees undergoing basic police training. Moreover, JIPS will also put emphasis on courses, in-service trainings, as well as continuous spiritual programs to every level of the police force, either the frontliners or the decision-making officers. What do you guys think of this move by PDRM? Share your thoughts with us in the comments." Also read, "Beware. Scammers are calling victims from PDRM station phone numbers to deceive them." Source: Bernama. Source: Awani. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.